Today is Wednesday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. Just like we've done earlier this week, you're going to find yourself with your hands in front of you, in your imagination or in your everyday life, and you're going to create the ball again. This is your third day of doing so, and it is easier to do it. Today is devoted to the aura of you, color. Let's muse on the idea that my devoted one would be compelled to show me, mistress, queen, lunar goddess. Show me this magical sphere whenever I command. You obediently hold out both hands, and there appears a clear ball, levitating, perhaps slowly spinning if you've decided to add that detail. And this sphere, which we've said could represent you, the Wangolin. And instead of growing bigger or smaller, this sphere instead fills, slowly swirling gas inside, expanding, filling, filling, until it is a color, perhaps two or three, depending. And this color reflects you. Would it be your aura, or would it be your mood? How would you want your goddess to use this knowledge? Would you be relieved to have a foolproof way of being completely honest with me? Transparent, open, vulnerable. Or would you blush even as you obeyed? Would your ball turn dark, stormy, reflecting a reluctance? You know the answer. Imagine that sphere and see your aura, your mood, your truth.